The proposed $750,000 cap on non-economic damages is crafted to address constitutional concerns the governor cited when he vetoed a lower proposed limit in December. Doctors say without a cap, insurance premiums will rise, driving doctors into early retirement or out of the state. President of the Wisconsin Medical Society, Dr. Mark Belknap, says it may eventually also drive insurance companies out of the state.
The reason that we at the Medical Society formed an insurance company for medical liability about 20 years ago was, in fact, that insurance companies left the state and we were left with no one to get insurance from. And that was in response to a similar situation where it was not a cap.
But opponents cite a new study showing malpractice claims are not on the rise nationally and insurance premiums rise and fall regardless of whether or not there's a cap on damages. Darcy Haber of Wisconsin Citizen Action says the solution is to depend on the state's medical compensation fund that was established to protect both patients and doctors.
It has $738 million of assets. There's no reason in the world we shouldn't be using this nonprofit insurance mechanism that is so successful at keeping prices low.
But the new cap has bipartisan support and will likely pass both houses of the legislature. Doctors and insurance companies are hoping Governor Doyle will listen to the advice of former Supreme Court Justice William Bablich, who supports the cap because he says it still allows patients their day in court while helping keep medical costs down. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.